Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yes.
Today's topic is going to be
the Warrior Cats. So if you listened to the first episode and you're thinking to yourself, what are they talking about? Well, we decided to dedicate an entire episode just to explain what we were talking about. Because it is the foundation of our friendship. So, what even are we if it weren't for those cats?
As a disclaimer, I remember nothing. So, if that is what our friendship is based on, it is based on an empty blank space in my head.
It breaks my heart.
Okay, so to prepare for this episode, I was going to try to read the book again, because in a couple episodes back, we were talking about, like, rereading series that we had read before to see if they were just as good, and I was like, great, well, I'll read this in preparation for this episode, but this episode really snuck up on me, and so I have not read it, and so I did not get to refresh my memory. So right before this, I read a Wikipedia article.
Which was not helpful for Haley at all.
No, I don't even remember anything.
But you know what? Maybe we can switch this episode around, and I will spend this episode reminding you of what it was.
That sounds good, actually. And yeah. I'll see if you can jog my memory.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to start with basically a synopsis for you and for our audience listeners.
Yes.
Right. So Warrior Cats is basically exactly what it sounds like. These cats... These cats live in the wild, but they are not tigers or lions. They are regular household cats.
Feral cats. Said the Wikipedia article.
Who live out in the wild. And so, there are four clans of these cats. And they're called, they're Wind Clan, River Clan, Shadow Clan, and Thunder Clan. And so the cats are not to be confused with like sorting hat kind of thing, similar to Harry Potter. They just are born into these clans. And so the main character of the first book is called Rusty, and he's a household cat. And he stumbles upon these warrior cats in the wild. That's why the first book is called Into the Wild. And so it's not normal for these cats, like Rusty, to just be accepted into this warrior world. But because these cats have a faith system known as Star Clan, where there's a prophecy that says, I actually don't remember, but it says something around like a fire cat will come and save the world or something like that. And so Rusty is an orange cat, and so they believe he's part of the prophecy. And so the story basically is a 6-book series for the first series. And it's about him trying to live in this world with these cats. And so, it's very fun, filled with adventure. In the Wikipedia, it said there's forbidden love. I don't know if you remember any forbidden love.
I don't.
Well, there was lots of forbidden love.
Lots?
Yeah, like between clans, like you're not supposed to...
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And these books were 4th to 6th grade level books.
Okay.
And so... Just wanted to put that, I don't know why I said that. Just in case maybe people are like, oh, maybe I should read it. They are elementary school
books. For children. Yeah. None of that really rang a bell. But it is what it is. But I think the clans, I think, sort of ring a bell. And it makes sense that you would sort of latch onto that because obviously you want to be part of like a clan. You know, that you said it's not like Harry Potter, but it's kind of like Harry Potter, mm-hmm. and that you, like, sort yourself, you know, based off where you think that you would belong.
Yeah, you're right. And each of the clans, similar to Harry Potter, do have their own, their cats are kind of different.
Yeah.
And so the river clan cats like to swim.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The wind clan cats like to run on, like, little hills where the wind blows. Thunder clan cats lived, I think, where there were lots of trees, like pine trees.
Oh, okay.
And then shadow clan cats, I think, were near swamps.
Oh, okay. The shadow clan kind of, like, makes me think.
Slytherin vibes?
No, that I sort of have a memory that I think maybe I thought I was in Shadow Clan. I don't know. The name sounds familiar.
But on top of the clans, I think what drew me in was that each clan had their own ranking system. And so in the front of each of the warrior books, they would name every single cat in every single clan. Not that they would ever be brought up, like not all of them are brought up in the book, but it's just interesting to know how many cats and their names are in the clans. And they're divided into what rank they are. So each clan has a leader, and then a deputy, and then a medicine cat. And then they have their warriors, the regular cats. And then apprentices, and then baby cats.
Kittens.
Kittens. Oh, and elders. So it was like a real big system going on.
I remember the elders, I think.
Oh my gosh. And there was even more depth to it, where your cat name signifies what rank you are. And so if you were a kitten, the last part of your name would be Kit. So, for example, there would be, like, they would name their cats. The cats would be named after, like, Feather Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Blue Kit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you rose to the ranks, you would be Feather Paw. So the paw would be, like, an apprentice. And then the cool names would be when you were a warrior, then the last part of the name would be like anything. It could be Feather Tail, Feather Wind, Feather Claws. So it got really creative. Yes. Any of that ring a bell?
I mean, the names like ring a bell. Like claw at the end, tail at the end makes sense to me. It's just, I can't even tell you, I'm not even sure how many books I read. But that's the thing, is that you have them at home, right?
Yeah, I bought the series, and the second series.
Why didn't you bring them to me so I could read them? I don't have them. So I guess I wasn't that big of a fan. Might have just read the first one. Like, I don't know. Do you have, like, strong memories of us back then? Like, what did we do in terms of, like, I assume that we just, like, pretended we were cats.
Yes. Yeah. We role-played the cats.
Yeah, but do you, like, remember?
Like, what we did?
Yeah.
Probably, like, let's run into the field.
Yeah, right?
Grab some mice.
No, it's, like, just, like, regular kid stuff.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I played it with you, but I also played Warrior Cats when I was, so we hung out during the summer, but like during the school year.
You betrayed me.
I also played Warrior Cats, but the type of game we played was Medicine Cats. So I was a medicine cat. And we would pick up like pieces of grass and flowers and crush them up and pretend that they were herbs to heal wounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking if that rings a bell, because maybe we've also played medicine cats.
I don't think for me, but I think you've told me that story before, maybe.
Okay.
I was just asking because, do you know, like, how did it happen? Like, were you carrying a warrior cat book? And I was like, oh, I like that book. I've read it. And you're like, oh, cool. Me and my friends at school do this thing where we pretend to be cats. And I was like, cool. You know, is that how it happened? Or was I carrying the book and you approached me? Or did it just sort of like, what do you like to do? And you're like, well, I really like this series.
I have no memory of how it started. I just remember, but that sounds like something that would happen. Like, one of us would be holding the book.
Yeah, but I don't think I would bring a book.
I think I would.
Oh, okay.
And then there we go. That's the story.
I don't think I would approach you, though.
I feel like I would approach you.
Right, so in this scenario, I would have to be carrying the book.
Yeah.
But in none of these scenarios do I think I was either carrying a book or would I ever approach you. Do you know what I mean?
Then the only way would be I have the book and I approach you. Hey, do you read it? Yep. That's it, then. Recreating memories in heads.
Maybe. Or I feel like maybe you were playing with somebody else and I overheard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who can know? These memories are lost, which is sad because I think I would be, like, if I were to die, I would want to see my life again. It's like a movie.
Yeah. You know? And you wouldn't be able to see this
because you don't remember. No, I would want to, is what I'm saying. That if I die, but I get to see it, like, my whole life, okay. That's not too bad.
They were good times. I think looking back, when you talk about it and tell people, yeah, I role-played as cats when I was a kid. It sounds silly, but they were really fun memories.
Yeah.
I just remember having fun with you.
Yeah, I remember having fun, but we don't actually remember anything, no. So.
Do you remember when... We met each other over the years, right? I don't remember. Third grade, fourth grade. And then sixth grade was our last year as daycare. Like, they had daycare, right?
Yeah.
And for me, I remember seeing you in sixth grade. And I was really excited. And I said, let's play Warrior Cats. And we played it. And then afterwards, we were like... Maybe we shouldn't play this anymore.
Really? You remember that?
Yeah, because I remember being sad that it wasn't as fun as we remembered it.
Well, that makes sense.
Because we were getting ready to go to middle school, so I think we had grown out of it.
I don't remember that.
It was a core memory for me. It was pretty sad.
Where were we?
I remember for that summer, our main place was... the multi-purpose room.
Yeah, but, like, what school?
I don't remember that.
Because I feel like each school obviously has a distinct memory, but I don't have, like, I don't know, like, what grade I was in. Mm. You know? Because it's, like, obviously for each summer, you, like, hop around to different schools, and even then, I think maybe within the summer, you hop around. Because, like, this summer programs aren't as long as summer is. They're just, like, maybe a few weeks or something or a month. And then you have to go to a different one. So, I have all these memories. But they're, like, just... they're fixated on the school.
Oh.
So, if, like, if you can't name the school, then I don't have the, like, memory.
Yeah, all the schools were the same to me. I couldn't remember the school.
But that's the only way how you differentiate it. That's why I'm, like, I have that memory of us because it was a school down the street. Or maybe it was the school down that street. But it's, like, the multi-purpose rooms are, like, yeah, and, like, all the school you play in the multi-purpose room. But I remember one where, you remember there was that phase where you have those little, like, beads that you iron?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember doing that in a multi-purpose room.
Do you remember playing Skippo? Skippo?
Oh, yeah, I love Skippo.
We played in the summer. Do you remember that?
No. I remember playing with my daycare teacher, like, during school. Like, she taught me.
Hmm.
I remember making friendship bracelets.
I don't remember friendship bracelets. My gosh. We don't have any of the same memories. Just the same feelings. Did we even play with each other? Because you can't verify my memories.
We just have that one memory of us being at school and playing this one time. Mm-hmm. And that's literally it. Because I don't specifically remember seeing you, like, again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
How many times do you remember us meeting?
Probably 3 times. Which makes sense. 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade.
Interesting. I don't remember meeting you every year.
Oh my gosh. Just keep breaking my heart.
Yeah, interesting. The memories are fleeting. Yeah, because it's like how many summer programs did you go to? Because I feel like we only met in one, and all the other one, like, did you only go to one?
I went to all the daycare ones, but, like, we didn't go, like, every week, you know? I think you had to, like, pay per week, and so maybe I went in the beginning of the summer, and then I would, like, leave.
Oh.
Maybe that is affecting.
Well, because did you ever go to, like, there was this one, like, at the park.
Oh, no.
So that's one that I went to, I think, like, every year.
Oh.
And then I also went to one at, like, my old, like, Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that one every year.
Oh.
And then the one that's, like, occasionally that hops around, like, elementary schools, mm-hmm. which is the one I think we met at.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, see, like, during that summer, I went to, like, a few.
Mm.
Because you have to, like, fill the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, where did you go if you don't go to the ones that I went to, but we met at one? You know what I mean?
I feel like I just did that one all summer.
All summer?
Yeah. Because we also went to field trips and things like that, too, there. My mom's, like, listening to this, shaking her head.
Because I know we went to field trips on different... I think it's, like, the one at my Catholic school was, like, pretty long.
Mm.
And so the other ones were just, like, filler. So if the other one was the full summer,
mm-hmm.
then that would be interesting.
Yeah.
The full summer?
Sounds right to me.
That's crazy.
Because I do remember that after elementary school, they had the enrichment program where you did actual classes.
Oh.
Where you, I think you had to choose four classes.
Yeah, I never did that.
Yeah, I did that one after.
After elementary school. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No, I didn't do that. And I remember being jealous because I was like, why does everybody get to do that? They get to hang out with people and I was alone. I was like, well, and now I'm like, you guys were doing school.
We were.
That's crazy.
Wow. It's funny when you really dig into your memories and then you realize they were just feelings and they were really blurred. You can barely see anything in those memories.
They're so blurry. Yeah, and like you talk to your parents about it and they're like, that's not what happened.
Yes.
You're like, well, that's what I always thought happened.
Right. As a kid, you create your own reality.
Yeah. Especially because as parents, they don't really explain everything to you because you're just a kid. And so you just fill in the blanks yes. yourself with things that don't make sense.
Yes.
But to you, you're like, yep. And you just live with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another memory I had was when there was a beehive in front of our
yeah,
classroom.
I remember that, yeah.
Hey, good, so it was you.
Yeah, and I feel like we had a few that they, like, kept popping up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good, good. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
1 out of 100 memories.
Were you there when I, like, fractured my arm?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Sounds really familiar. Well, that was our summer then. I guess I always had the impression that you were a full-on Warrior Cats fan.
I might have been. When I was a kid, it might have been like, oh yeah, I'm really into it. But I don't even remember it now. Because I know for sure I didn't read that many books, I think.
I see.
And so I guess I wasn't as big of a fan as you were.
Yes. The series got really long, so I can understand.
Yeah. It's possible I was like how I am now back then, that I mm-hmm. was like, I binged it until it gets really long, and then you're just like, well, now I'm tired, and then you just drop it forever. You rapid read 3, and then after that, nothing. Yeah. I think might have been what happened.
That's when it started for you, the reading habits.
Yeah. We blame Warrior Cats now.
Yes. For all the bad and the good.
Warrior Cats was the intro to Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Percy Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't read a lot of the Percy Jackson books.
No, me neither. Like, maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty consistent.
But everyone... Yeah, no. Are you a fan of any huge series?
No. Okay, because a few episodes ago, I'm not sure if I said it on the pod, but I was telling you about that Peter Pan retelling.
Yeah.
That I read. There's three books in the series, and I read the first two really quickly, and then the third one, I'm, like, maybe 15% in, and I, like, don't feel like reading it anymore, because I'm like, well, this has gone on too long now.
So now, the audience knows about your reading
habits. Yeah, they know. It's okay. I'm not changing, I don't
think. Yeah, so don't recommend Haley any series. Long, yeah. It has to be, what's, max three books, a trilogy. But that's even hard.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe two, a duology. I mean, technically, then, your favorite.
Six of Crows.
Yeah, is a duology.
Right. Solid, solid duology.
Yeah.
But you didn't like it, right, so.
Well, I just think I messed up.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer.
We'll find another one.
Why do, like, I get it. That if something is profitable, you want to keep writing books about it and stuff like that. But sometimes I just wish that they stuck with their ending.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cassandra Clare's The Mortal Instruments. Oh my gosh. She had three, and they were good. And then just, like, continued it forever. And I'm like, okay, well, now it's too long.
Yeah. Now I think, because I used to be a series reader.
Ooh.
I would read a lot of series.
Wow.
And then now, like you, I just want them to wrap it up nicely. No need to drag it on when you can make it in two books.
Yeah. But I think if authors like to write about this world that they've created,
mm-hmm.
then I sort of get it that you want to keep continuing that. You know, like Maximum Ride, I think we were talking about.
Yeah.
But I think as a reader, I get tired of reading the same world, especially if the book, if it's, like, the same sort of thing, right? Like, how do you spice it up, I guess?
Yeah. And also, you know how I do think it's more common now for, instead of writing series on the same characters, right? They dive into different characters, or in yeah. certain books, they set up for other characters.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that they're betting on us to care about those characters. Sometimes I don't care about them.
I think most of the time I don't. But I know a lot of people yeah. do. But I guess that's just, like, not our audience sort of thing.
Right.
Because I do think I get really attached to the main characters.
Me too!
Yeah, and then reading the other books feels like a betrayal, / I don't care about the other characters, and I really just read it for the glimpse of the other characters.
Yes.
But then when they create a book, when they continue the characters, I also don't care. Like, I think I start caring, but then as you read it, you're like, okay, because they have to create some sort of drama in the second book as well. And I'm like, yeah. okay, well, this is unnecessary now.
Right, because sometimes they ruin what happened in the first book.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have to do that.
I agree completely.
It would be interesting, like, do you have a series that's, like, does it well, you think? Because I can, like, whenever we're talking about series and you're like, Haley, have you ever finished a series? Obviously, the only thing that comes to mind is Harry okay. Potter. Yeah, and I'm like, I wish I could say something different, but obviously that's the one that, like, drags you in, but maybe it's because they were, like, releasing books as you're reading them kind of thing, and so you have that period between. So I wonder if I tried to read it now, I would probably get bored, right?
Right.
Especially reading Order of Phoenix is probably horrible. I remember trying to get through that. That was bad.
For me, it was The Half-Blood Prince.
Oh.
I think that one was hard.
That's, like, at the end, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think now, too. Well, Warrior Cat series.
Do you think you'd be able to, like, reread it now, though? No. I mean, minus the whole gray level sort of thing.
Maybe. I think that stepping away from the series aspect, I really like books where they do a really good job focusing on characters and structures. There's rankings and orders and that kind of thing. And so I think that ties into how I like books now. I like fantasy books, right? Because they have that, oh, there's a king and there's his bodyguard and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, to answer your question, I think I would be able to do it. but I'm trying to think of a grade, I mean, same reading level as now.
Because I haven't reread it yet, but The Hunger Games, I think sort of the trilogy is a good, the first book you're like, oh, okay, and then the second book they do the victors, and then in the third book they do, you know, the whole capital uprising sort of thing. So technically that's like, you have the same characters, but it's a transition, obviously. Like, that's how I imagine I would like something like that, right?
Yeah.
As long as you stop at three. Like, you stop at your guideline, right?
Yes. Kind of like Throne of Glass, I was only able to get to the third book.
No, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But I'm so curious because I don't know what happens, but then you see all these TikToks, and I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but you guys are all raving, and I wish I could make it through, because clearly it goes somewhere, you know? It goes to a different place that we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know!
Yeah! Major FOMO over here.
Yeah, the not knowing, I'm like, okay, well, how did you guys get through all these books?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Me neither. That's why I could do Court of Thorns and Roses. You couldn't, but
it's okay.
You did two. Two is really good.
I did 2.5, yeah. First of all. 2.75, maybe. Oh, it was brutal.
I'm trying to think. I actually just finished a book that is coming out with a second one, and immediately I said, I don't care. Even though I thought the book was good.
Well, that's good, though. At least the book was good.
Right.
And you know you don't want to read the second.
Right.
Yeah.
I told myself I would be happy continuing to live my life knowing that I...
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
We'll see if you read the second book.
Right. We'll revisit. Yeah.
You know what it was about?
So, I've been in a reading slump. But not a slump in that... I think it's you read in the mood and it's not there. I think it's because I've been busy and so it's been hard to get into books.
Yeah.
As opposed to my mood is not into the book.
Because you're thinking about other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so I think there's different kinds of reading slumps. But I think because of this one, I can't seem to remember my feeling that I got from this.
Wait, did you put on your Goodreads?
Maybe. Well, yes. That would be a yes, not a maybe, because I immediately update my Goodreads.
Yeah, I get that. I think I'm also in a similar kind of reading slump. Mm-hmm. I know it's different, not because of work for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is your recent update.
Oh, which is guided to fake dating a demon. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. So, I gave that 4 stars. I liked it. And in the back of the book, they had the chapter
for the next
one. And I couldn't.
Here it is. A Demon's Guide to Wooing a Witch is the next one.
Yes. So, not interested in reading that.
But 685 people want to read it.
So, yeah. No more series for me. I'm a 1-2-3 book kind of girl.
I don't know people who... I wish I could be like that sometimes.
It's okay.
We're the same!
Same.
How are we the same?
But separately, I wanted to tell you, because I'm not sure if you knew, that for the Warrior Cat series, they expanded to other animals.
Oh.
So there's a bears series with a panda bear, polar bear, brown bear.
Interesting.
And there's... lions now, and I think that's all they got so far. But they're expanding the series so fast that when I went to Barnes & Noble, I saw this entire section because they have these, like, different animal series. Then they have these kind of novella books and comic books.
That's a lot.
So, if we interviewed some little kids these days, I'm wondering if they're completely into this lore of the Warriors.
Because you know what? When I think about something sort of similar, is all those, like, books about, like, the Treehouse books.
Oh, yeah!
Where it's just, like, a lot. Those were good.
I love the Magic Treehouse books. Then there was the Merlin missions, and they branch out.
I didn't know that.
So you got so far, and then I just went a little further. Just assume that for everything.
I had some of those books, though. So that's something.
Yes.
Those are really good.
What else was popular? Like, the series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
And then back to Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
I remember seeing those on the library shelves. Goosebumps.
Yeah, I didn't really read Goosebumps. They were too kind of, like, freaky for me.
I didn't read them, but I remember seeing them.
Yeah. And, like, Animorphous.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember the covers. I don't think I actually read them. Me too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting flashbacks right now. Yeah, I remember going to the library and just being really excited to find Warrior Cat books. But there were always all these other series. I never gave those a chance. And I wonder, too, what series there are for kids that are, like, younger. Like, for us, there was Harry Potter and The Hunger Games. And then in elementary school, what is it? Warrior Cats and all of that. But for them now, what is the popular books? Like, are they the same? Do people still read Magic Treehouse?
I think so. Because I think it's expanding.
It's a classic now, classic series.
Maybe. But I agree with you that, like, if you think about it, The Hunger Games and Harry Potter, they were all made into movies. Mm-hmm. And so, like, now, I feel like all the movies coming out, I mean, not all of them, but they're, like, remakes of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the new Hunger Games? I get what you're saying. And so, I would be like, oh, well, obviously you have to think about movies. But I can't think of anything, like, original that's coming out. That was, like, a book. You know what I mean?
Maybe this summer I turned pretty.
I was thinking that, but that was, I think that came out when we, like, it was, like, our, like, I remember seeing it and be like, oh, maybe I should read that, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
But that's not, like, a new book. Mm-mm. But I guess that is for, like, the younger generation. Like, maybe that was their hype. Their Twilight.
Right. Oh, yeah, Twilight. I finished Twilight.
That's true, I finished Twilight. See, I think it's gotta be, like, you read the first one, and then the sequel takes a while. Or, like, not that long, but mm-hmm. a little bit, and then you read that, and maybe that's how you get through the series, versus now we're trying to read these books that the series are, like, already out.
And there has to be hype, because when you were younger, I think everyone was reading the book, and so it made me want to read the series.
Oh,
it kind of motivates you to finish the series because everyone's talking about it.
Mm, yeah. I'm still trying to think of other books that are being made into movies.
I think the main ones that I can think of are the ones that are our books. Like Taylor Jenkins Reid books.
Yeah, I got nothing. So I don't know.
Yeah, and COVID, it halted some... some movies being made, so...
That's true.
It's either before 2020, what were those movies, and then what they're trying to make now. Nothing. All right. Well,
my recommendation for this week is not going to be a song. That, have you seen? It's been all over my TikTok, the new show called Jury Duty.
It is not on my TikTok.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's like The Office. So for people who kind of like The Office, they would probably like that. Mm-hmm. But it's about... Okay, so it's about jury duty.
Yeah.
And everybody on... And so it's kind of like a documentary sort of style, which is why it's like The Office, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's... Everybody on the jury is an actor, except for this one guy who thinks it's real. And so, when I talk to my family, like, oh, we should watch that because I saw it and it looks funny. Because I like The Office. But my brother was kind of hesitant because he was like, I don't know, it might be, like, cringy for him. He might not like it because he thought, oh, like, they're going to make fun of this guy. And I was like, no. It's like, they're not making fun of the guy. It's more like the situation is funny, is awkward, and like knowing that everyone's an actor makes it funny, but like this guy is just surrounded by like weird people. And so I saw this article after we had kind of talked about it because the writers say, yeah, they purposely didn't want him to feel like we were making fun of him. It was more just like they wanted him to be surrounded by these weird people and see what he would do. And the guy is like a really nice guy kind of thing. And so it's like funny knowing that. And they're like all like improv actors, you know, kind of thing. So I'm like, it was cool. It's a cool concept, I think.
Where do you watch it?
I guess it's on Amazon.
Okay.
But I guess also it's on like a new Amazon sort of app thing called Freevee.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's interesting. I want to check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. But I've been seeing a lot of clips on TikTok, and so, like, that's made me watch it because James Marsden is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I love James Marsden. You don't know who he is?
No.
Well, neither does the guy. So, it's funny. Anyways, that's my recommendation for this week.
That's fun. I don't have anything. I'm not prepared. Well, I have a song for you.
I'm ready.
It's called Fever by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I guess over time, listeners out there, you'll realize that I only listen to the same list of artists over and over. And their discography. So
discography.
That's quite alright. I hope you enjoy. I will keep recommending until you become fans too. Alright. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you found this episode fun and entertaining.
Yes, and if it makes you want to read Warrior Cats,
go ahead.
Yes, enjoy that. All right, have a great week.
Bye. Bye.